It's Thursday night. Time for the Psychic View with your hosts, Maureen Holleran, Steve Frampton, Jackie Hahn, and Allura. During the second half of the show, call in to connect for a free psychic reading. Join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Welcome to The Psychic View on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with the show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to The Psychic View, sponsored by PsychicAccess.com and simulcasting live on PTN Radio at PeoplesTVNetwork.com. My name is Maureen Holleran. I am an intuitive advisor with 25 years experience as a tarologist, as well as the ability to see beyond the range of normal vision, motivated by good intentions, and maintain a remarkable degree of objectivity. I am well-versed in relationships, business, finance, ventures, past lives, and good old-fashioned spiritual development, and yes, relationships too, of course. So, with that said, I would like to introducing my like-minded co-host and invite them to share their background as expertise as well. And hello, Allura.
Hey, how are you tonight, Maureen?
I'm just fabulous, thank you.
Good. Well, I'd like to introduce myself to everybody. One of the things I work with is the Native American philosophy, and as far as the readings that I give, what I use are the Native American sacred path cards and the Native American animal medicine cards. And what they do is they really help to address issues or strengths or weaknesses and anything that you need to bring yourself back into balance and to answer your questions so that you are more empowered to make favorable decisions in your life. So generally what I find is with this type of work, it helps me to jump into other portals to answer your questions and to enable you, again, to address those things that are a priority, whether you realize it or not, but that really have to do with a priority in your heart. So it helps you bring you back into balance, empowers you, and you can make great decisions, much better decisions from that position. So that's what I do. How about
Jackie?
You, Jackie?
Hi.
Oh, hello.
And welcome to Jackie's our new fellow co-host, and we're so happy to have you, Jackie.
Thank you, Maureen, and I'll share a little bit about myself. So this is my second time here on the show, so I'm thrilled to be here with my lovely co-host. And what I do is I work with the angelic realm, and I tap into people's energy and bringing through the angels' energy as well into my readings. My strongest gift is what is referred to as the claircognizant. It's just an inner knowing. And it's interesting because several people have asked me this recently, like, how do you know that? And I'm just like, you know, it's when I start to receive the information as a knowing, it's just a sense that I get. It's like all of a sudden the information is downloaded. It's like you're downloading a program on the computer, for example. So it's just coming through. It's just filtering in. And that's how I receive my information. Sometimes I'll get a vision. Sometimes I'll get a feeling. But again, the strongest one is the claircognizant. And aside from bringing through information, it's about empowering my clients as well. I'm really passionate about helping them with any breakthroughs. So it's a whole, you know, multi-leveled reading. It's not just providing the information. It's about next steps and ways to go through it and what can we do from there. So, you know, that's kind of where my coaching background comes in as well. So I'm really, really excited and passionate about helping people what to do with what they're getting, you know, where to go with that. Because sometimes it's like, okay, now what? So that's what I like to do. Yeah.
Well, Jackie, I'm not impressed. I have a lot of respect for what you just went through, and what you were talking about. I think it's lovely. And I'm just getting to know you, and I like you so much. I think you're really great.
I like you too.
So
I both.
And you like me too, huh? We all like each other. But
yes.
Anyway, so tonight our very special guest, Lisa Marie Mano, psychic medium, will be joining us soon. Lisa has been interested in the paranormal since her teen years. Growing up near Salem, Massachusetts, it was easy to get involved in psychic work and mediumship. After studying, graphology? I've never heard of that.
Graphology?
It's handwriting analysis. I'm sorry, Lisa, if you're hearing me. Lisa created this is interesting, tarot graph, which I like that. It's probably tarot, a unique combination of tarot and with the handwriting analysis. I think that's really cool. Lisa also practices remote viewing and reads auras. It wasn't until the unfortunate death of her daughter's friend, Amber, bless her heart, and Lisa's abilities as a medium fully surfaced. Amber helped Lisa to realize her calling from the other side, and it has now grown to be full-time career. So for more information about Lisa, please visit her website at www.lisa, M, and the last name is LANNO.com. Okay, so I think we might have Lisa ready.
Yes, I am.
Wait a minute. I have some announcements. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Be sure to stay tuned for the second half of our show for a free on-air reading by three tonight, Gifted Psychics. We'll tell you why three tonight, but we will announce the call-in number later in the show. If you were unable to catch our show on animal communication last week, you will find a recorded archive link as well as archives for all our previous shows on Psychic Access. Wow. Radio.com under the Archives tab. It is our objective to connect with as many individuals as possible, so please share that link with others. We'd really appreciate it. So, without further ado, hold on a minute. I want to see if I can see clairvoyancy. So I guess our guest is ready right now, but I would like to find out I think I'm pretty ready. Steve, everybody, was supposed to be here to interview, but Steve is on a really good deed to a family that's having some very difficult problems with some really bad negative energy, and he's going to be working with a Catholic priest, and it's pretty intense. So he had to go off quickly, and I thought we all can say prayers for that to go on.
Yeah.
Well, so very, very interesting and very difficult, but, okay, so, Lisa.
Yes.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
How are you?
Thank you for having me, and I just want to say such a nice, warm welcome. I really appreciate it.
Lisa?
Yes.
I don't know if you can hear what I'm hearing, But it's okay.
No, not
here
really.
I go. And my name is Maureen, and Steve asked me to take over the interview because, as you know, he's off on a really great thing, helping hand on a family who's having a lot of problems with some pretty negative energies. And we all wish him well, Steve, and he'll be listening, I'm sure. So Lisa, it's so nice to have you, and I appreciate Steve allowing me to do that. But I'm going to let everybody else intervene as well. We'll be fine. We're going to have a great time. And also informative as well. So I wanted to ask you, how does this flow feel? Wait a minute. My second thing I want to say is an absolute honor to have Lisa Lano. Is it Lano? Lisa,
yes, that's
pronounce
fine.
It right?
Sure.
Lano,
wait, what was it?
And as I mentioned, or Steve actually put this, we will be talking about some of the finest, and Steve put this together, everybody will not take credit for it, some of the finest examples of mediumship. So welcome to the show, which I did welcome you a second time. We're really honored because we're doing it. So firstly, Lisa, let's talk a little bit about your background and experience, and why do you commit your life to spiritual work, and what is your field of expertise?
Okay, well, I believe you did mention that I did grow up near Salem, and you kind of have an automatic interest if you're in that area. I always knew from a very young age that I was, I guess, different. I was born in 1954, from a very traditional Italian family. So things like psychic gifts weren't really talked about that much. I have to say I was very fortunate to have parents that were supportive, despite the fact that they were 45 when I was born. So they were wonderful, and I hope they're listening to me on the other side, because I owe a lot to them. But I always knew I was interested and felt that I had abilities, but I was afraid of it. You know, I was always afraid of it. But I always kind of just, you know, checked a little bit out, did a little bit of tarot, a little bit of reading. And somehow I always knew that I was going to do this for work. And, you know, I got married, had kids. That took over my life for quite a few years. And strangely, in the shower, which is sometimes where I get a lot of messages, maybe it's the water, I heard kind of a voice in my head, which I now know is my spirit guide, saying, well, you're going to do this work, but you're going to be over 50. I said, well, okay. I was probably in my 40s then. So I just kept, you know, just going on and on. And like you said, I had a first-time experience with mediumship, which I was afraid of. I used to say, well, you know, God, if I'm ever going to do this work, I have two don'ts. I don't want to talk to dead people, and I don't want to investigate ghosts. Yeah, what am I doing? Talking to dead people and investigating ghosts. It's true. But as far as committing my life, I've always wanted to help ever since I was a little kid. Animals, people, animals, you know, always wanted to help anything or anyone that was kind of the, you know, the odd man out. And probably that's because I was the picked on kid, for obvious reasons, being a little different. You know, so I always wanted to do something, but I didn't know what. Do I want to be a veterinarian? Do I want to do this? Do I want to do that? And I always used to say, no, it's going to be something psychic. And the way it helps people, the closure, well, my field of expertise right now is mediumship. Again, which I said, I have had no intentions of doing this for a full-time career. So it sort of found me through God, I believe. You know, I owe everything to God and spirit, because I can't do a thing on my own.
Well, you know, Lisa, I can relate to that, because mine too. It's like, I hope he didn't pick this one for me. I didn't think I would ever be, but you know, it makes sense now how it works
picks
out.
I
hear that a lot, you know, with other people, some other people. It's quite fascinating.
I don't think we pick this job. It picks us.
Yeah, it does. And sometimes it can be a very hard journey as well. And we fight it. And it's almost like going into school or studying, you know, and you go off into another major. You always find out. I think it's cool. And you know, anybody can read books and such or learn how to be anything they want. But the last thing I ever thought would be what I do too. So I can identify with what you're saying. And it's more than that. It's a plan. It's part of your work.
It is
your work. And that's all there's to. But so how does mediumship work with what, and what is the difference between, this is interesting to me because I'm really fascinated by this. What is the difference between mediumship and psychic ability?
Well, you know, for me, I believe that we all have some psychic abilities. You know, our intuition, shouldn't go down that road, or, gee, that doesn't seem like a great person. And usually when I talk to people, I tell them, you know, everybody's intuitive. Some people more intuitive than others, and some people do it for a living, and some people just, you know, just know things, clairvoyance, and all the different types of quote psychic work, whether it be tarot or any other type of psychic ability. Whereas the mediumship would be the ability to communicate with the spirits on the other side, to speak in plain terms, to speak to the dead and bring them through. Kind of what I like to tell people is a medium is kind of like the dog. You can tell I like animals. The dogs of the planet, in that we can hear a different frequency, and that's really all it is. And we're just the person in the middle that hears a little bit of a different frequency. And that's how I like to put it, because it kind of brings it. Everybody knows that, you know, dogs hear different than we do. So that's.
You know what's interesting to me? This is something I've been pondering. Well, I ponder every day, most people think that psychic, you may, you know, agree or not, a lot of people think that a psychic is also a medium or vice versa, but however, these two terms are totally different from one another in a lot of ways, because I just am kind of curious, because there's so many ways to describe a person who, while in an altered state of awareness, uses their natural inner senses to tap into the spiritual realm to receive and decipher the information. But unfortunately, it creates much confusion, leaving many people scratching their heads or whatever else they want to scratch, wondering how to tell the difference, or asking if there is a difference, and if so, what is a difference? So it's almost like I don't know what you think about this, but you know, it's almost like, has there been a word association? Because it's like a man-made commodity in which these new words are formulated every day. So you know how many words, I mean, since you've been doing it as well as I, almost like it almost like it relies upon personal interpretation, in which you really have to define the importance of why and how you connect with a particular expression and or description. And I do agree with the mediums, you know, they connect with people that are no longer in the physical plane. But do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes, I do.
It can be very confusing about, and also there's been so many new words, like since I've been doing this for a long time. Haven't you noticed how clear everything? It used to be clairvoyant.
Yeah, I'm not even going to try. clear audience, clear this, and yeah. Uh-huh.
So what do you think about that? I mean, as far as, if someone asked you, well, you're a psychic, you're a medium. Well, I kind of think psychics and medium, like I said earlier, it says some people think a medium can't be, you know, a psychic is also medium or vice versa. I mean, I have a lot of mixed feelings about that. I think sometimes I can tap into the afterlife, sometimes I can't. But what do you think about that, you know, because you do other things.
I guess the rule of thumb, and I'm not really good at following rules, but I guess the rule of thumb is that all mediums are psychics, but not all psychics are mediums. At least that's what I've heard from all the really big mediums and big psychics that are out there. And I'm finding when people will come to me and say, can you teach me how to be psychic? And I tell them, well, I can teach you to tap into your own abilities, whatever they might be. But when people come and say, can you teach me to be a medium? I generally say, no, you know. And hopefully I'm saying the right thing, but I think they're going to know if they're mediums or not.
No, you're absolutely right about that. I like that. That's a very good point, because you can't really say, okay, now sit there and kind of just focus on, because it is or isn't. I mean, it's like, it is what it is. that's very good. Yeah, I like that.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
Go on.
I tell them I can teach you to tap into helping to receive messages from your loved ones. If, for example, maybe somebody's not a medium, but they just don't know how to ask mom or dad to come and visit me in a dream. I want to hear you. Send me a sign. So, you know, I mean, anybody can have that. It isn't that it's just exclusive. But to actually be a, quote, medium, unquote, can't really teach that.
Right. No, you can't. But you're right. Yeah, you're right about that. People can ask to be visited in the dreams of their people in the past, or they need to be more aware of that maybe happening. I'm going to as an example. But
right.
Yeah, you really can't teach. I think it is something that just it is, or it is what it is, and that's
it's
just kind of like the way I see it. So,
and when you get it, you're stuck with it.
I just want to, well, you know, it is so interesting, but sometimes once in a while, for me, I'll have these experiences. They're not all the time, but am I a medium? I can't be real controlled with it, but I can pick up on, you know what I mean? It's not like
Yes, I do.
Do you follow me? So it's almost
where
do we fit? Some people fit in, but it is, maybe I'm skipped, whatever, maybe I need to focus on that, but it is interesting, or a channeler, they're so similar, a channeler as well. But,
maybe you're picking
but, you know,
up
I wanted to ask you about
sure.
a couple of your personal examples of mediumship.
Okay, well, the one that, I have two that are interesting, and I think the first one would have to be my very first real mediumship experience with Amber. And out of nowhere, my oldest daughter, who is now 31, said, can you do a tarot reading for Amber? And I said, but why? She's passed away. Okay. And I did the reading. And I could hear Amber talking to me. I only met this young lady once. And I could hear her saying, no, I want 3 candles. No, do this, do that. Well, of course, I thought, I'm just imagining, because this is what she would like. And I said, all right, Amber, if that's you, tell me something that I would not know. I went ahead, did the reading, and my daughter was lovingly doing her makeup and her hair for the funeral, which I give her a lot of credit. That's a difficult thing to do for your friend. But I told her what I saw. I saw a pink blouse being short, low cut, high cut, low cut, high cut. And Amber was in front of the mirror with both of them. Okay. And then I could hear Amber. And some people say that when you're talking to spirits, they speak very high pitched. And she was saying, my hair, my hair, my hair. Don't let them pull my hair back. Okay. And my daughter said, I have no clue what you're talking about. Well, long story short, after she came out of the funeral parlor, she said that Amber's mom came in with two blouses, a high cut and a low cut. They wanted to put the low cut, but they were worried about the autopsy scar. So that made sense. And then when she had asked if she could do her hair to pull her hair out, they said, well, we were going to pull it back because they had to shave it for a cranial autopsy. And my daughter ran out and told the mom, you know, you've got to go get extensions. And they did. So we feel like we helped Amber. And since then, she's helped me to find my calling. Aww. So I have to say that was, even though it wasn't a yes. huge thing, you know, I mean, I've done more exciting mediumship readings, but that was one that's in my heart.
Oh, and no, that's special. That's like something you hold close to your heart. That's beautiful.
It's very special. It really and her is. Mother is just the sweetest woman who I keep in touch with. Oh. And again, you know, my daughter, it's amazing that she did that.
No, that's
and
lovely.
The other
that's
one, which
really
is very
lovely.
Short, was at nice. A gallery event that I was doing a few months ago. And two dogs came running by, and I could actually feel them running by. And I must have looked, I should look back at the video, because I must have looked like an idiot, looking at what appeared to be nothing going by, going, where'd they go? I just saw two labs run by. Fortunately, yeah, it was, you know, I mean, if you didn't know what was going on there, you'd think, okay, this lady needs to go to the funny farm. But fortunately, I was able to reunite the puppies with their owners that were in the audience. And that, to me, is just so heartwarming because I have a very old dog.
That's lovely. Oh, that's lovely. No, I think that's a lovely example of your personal examples, I think. There's a lot of people we hear about the big old things, you know, whatever you want to call them. But those things are the real, true, authentic, get down and really stuff, you know. That's the real stuff, I think. It's, thank you. That's really, that touched me anyway. And, and such with the animals and you, oh, that's lovely. Well, you know, you're interesting. I like you.
Well, I like you too.
Of course I like you. Really interesting. Well, when, you know, Lisa, when you think of mental mediumship, which one of the finest examples that comes to your mind with that mental mediumship?
I would have to say Sir Gordon, and I'm going to probably pronounce it wrong. Is it Higginson? It's Higginson. I think I've got the name right. I've seen him on video, but I've never actually learned how to pronounce his name. And I did take a few interesting notes here on him, that he was born in 1918 and he passed in 1993. And he was so amazing as a mental medium, which is, I guess, basically what I do, which is seeing, hearing, and feeling what the spirit is doing as opposed to bringing it through physically so that you could see it.
Right.
Okay. He would give names and addresses and phone numbers. And he's just amazing. You got to, you know, for anybody out there who's listening, you got to watch the clips of him. He was something.
What's his name again? What's his name again?
Sir Gordon Higginson. It's Higginson.
Okay. I had to check
it was the president of the Spiritualists National Union for a good 20 years. And he started at 3. He used to sit in on his mom's development circle. So by 10, he was giving readings. And by 12, he gave his first gallery event.
And wow.
He's so
he wasn't conditioned. He wasn't conditioned like some of the other children. That's the difference. You know what I mean? By 10, usually children are conditioned, and they no longer will see. They don't look beyond appearance. He wasn't. That's cool.
Oh, trust me, I keep an eye on my grandkids to see if any of them are, and so far, nothing.
Yeah.
I'll get one of these days, I'm sure.
Well, but you know, we all are when we come into. But you know, mental mediumship isn't. You brought up something interesting. Because is that similar to a channeler though? Like you know,
a channeler,
you know, a person that channels and they're not
right. Okay,
like,
I thought that's
like for me. For, yeah, is that is mental mediumship similar to what that might? You know, the words again are all.
Yeah,
you know,
with the correct words, I believe so because I know for me what I do is. I can see, I can hear, I can feel, I can smell, but generally it's in my mind's eye. So if it's in your mind, it would be mental, right? In your brain.
Right, right.
I can't.
But you feel on everything.
Right. I mean, sometimes they really make you feel it. Now, I make a joke about it, and I tell all my gallery audience that, you know, when Grandpa passed of a heart attack and you actually physically feel the pain, you know, it's not so bad when you're 26 or 36. I'm 56.
Yeah.
I get a pain in my chest. I get nervous.
You're right.
So
you
I
know,
told
you're
them,
absolutely
oh, don't
right about
that
because
that.
See, I had that going on quite a bit. So, and when I was younger, it wasn't so bad. And you're right because I'm in my, you know, in my 50s, whatever it is, and it is really getting to me. It's interesting because that's why, you know, it's interesting because what you're talking about to me, mediumship, because there is a lot of people are really clear about the medium, you know, mediumship and stuff. What you're talking about, like, I will feel things and see things, I'll see them in my head, but also I'll feel, you know,
exactly.
At the same time, the physical part of it too. But, and there's other people do it. So I can identify with what you're saying. Well, Gordon, here it is. Gordon Higginson is on here. I'm sorry.
Oh, he's
sorry.
Great.
I'm sorry, Lisa. It was right here on
oh,
your
that's okay.
What about pets? Whoa, this is interesting. What about psychic art? Just and Coral.
Psychic artist. I mean, I think the greatest of all times had to be Coral Polge. And I have to say I did not know how to pronounce her name either. I had to look it up. And they're all British. She was, and again, I had to take notes because I'm terrible at remembering numbers, but she was born in 1924 and she passed in 2001. So there's a lot of video clips on her since, you know, she was still around. But she served for, I believe, over 50 years as a psychic artist. And of course, people are going to say, well, what's a psychic artist? She would draw. For example, if I went to see her and asked who was coming through, she would start drawing. And the thing that's interesting about her was she wouldn't necessarily say, well, I have your mom here, and here's what she looks like. She would just draw. And she said she didn't know at times if she was even drawing a man or a woman. She would just draw these people. And the likenesses are amazing. There's a book that's out called Living Images, and it has... well, you can see them online, too, but the book has great examples of her work. And she would, it's amazing. And then when she did gallery events, I get so excited because I wish I could have seen her. And I believe Steve has seen her in person.
Oh,
I
really?
Believe he has.
Probably. I went to see
it. He said he did.
You know, that's, you know what, you know, it's almost like automatic writing, but this is not. It was just art. She was drawing. That's amazing.
What she used to do at a gallery event?
That is so neat. I've actually seen artists do that. Hi, Lisa. I'm Alora.
I've
seen Coral on YouTube. And by the way, my mom's name is Coral. I never find anybody with that name. And, she seemed to be very amazing. It was amazing, you know, how that worked. And I've seen other artists do the same thing. And even as they're working on their art, you don't really know what's going to be the end result. And when you see it, it's just so amazing. Because they don't really draw like normal artists a lot of times. What's going to come out.
Sorry, go ahead.
But all of a sudden, everything comes together, and that's what makes it so incredible.
The way
How fast they might work. Some of them work very fast. The way the picture comes together, it's just so incredible.
And she had Link with her guide, and I'm not her guide, her partner on the stage when she do large events. And I find that fascinating while her partner is bringing somebody through. She's drawing them on a big screen.
Interesting. So they work so it's like transmitter, receiver, and then it's her drawing.
Yeah.
Was her partner was in the physical?
Yes.
Is that what you mean? Oh, my goodness.
So So the between the two of them, my goodness, you know, that is really, to me, I mean, the way I'm looking at it, the way I kind of get things, I'm getting it right. That is like transmitter to receiver to her.
Isn't that something?
It's almost like, don't you feel, I mean, that's it. I'm going to have to look her up too. I didn't know.
She's great.
Yeah, I've heard of her, and there was another gentleman, but it's really fascinating. I really enjoyed watching it. And but anyway, it's just so cool how it all works. You know, everybody has their gift.
Exactly.
And when it comes out, it's just fascinating.
Well, I would like to find out more about if other people that might be doing that. Because it's like the automatic writing. It's, you know, I think I've even, you know, done some, I tried to develop something like, and it was becoming really bad cuss words. No, I'm joking, it wasn't. But it was, I'm funny.
That's
one, right? Anyway, I think that, this is great because you're giving me, I'm going to go check out Gordon. I'm going to go check out Coral. And that's really great. But
she didn't know she was an artist. She didn't know she was a psychic artist, but she did know she was an artist.
Yeah, but she was, that was her work. She was supposed to be doing what she's doing.
Exactly.
That's really neat. Yeah. Well, you know, Lisa, what about the example of physical mediumship in the most prominent? I know you've done a lot, but the most prominent one in your mind? You have a good
I'd have to say, and this is, I think, the most interesting person of all, was Helen Duncan, who was a Scottish housewife. Now, she was born way back in 1897, and she passed in 1956. And I think that she was the most amazing for a lot of reasons, not just because of her talents, because I think all people are amazing, no matter how, quote, big or how, quote, little your talents are. I believe we're all amazing in one respect or another. So with that being said, she was a Scottish housewife with a husband and six children, and she had 12 pregnancies. So she had six miscarriages. I mean, you can imagine this back, you know, at the turn of the century.
God, no, yeah, intense.
And her husband, now add to this, her husband was disabled in World War I. So she worked in a bleach factory. Can you imagine working in a bleach factory all day?
Oh, wow.
And then,
coming
home and doing spiritual and household work to take care of her kids. But this woman could actually physically materialize. She would go into a trance. And she would physically materialize people right in front of you with the ectoplasm, that good old-fashioned word, ectoplasm.
That's right, mm-hmm. The stuff that comes out of their face or foil or something.
Yeah, and she would do things that, I mean, they would actually walk and talk. And if I may relate just a tiny little story that I find amazing.
Absolutely.
It was a husband who had lost his wife. And the sister of the wife. So the husband and the sister of the wife were in the audience. And the wife materialized and went up to the husband. Or she took her ring off and put the ring on the sister and said, I want this because of our little girl. And she was giving them blessings to be married and came through a year later to let them know that she gave their blessing. Can you imagine being touched
I got the chills, and I got the chills, and I like being cool because I'm on, you know, I have that hot flash stuff going on. I'm really cool right now, in a good way, not the bad. You know, it gave me not the bad cool. You know what I mean? That's you know, wait a minute, Lisa. This is somebody you're saying that, you know, I've seen the people that the ones that, you know, foil, like gold foils coming out of their face coming out. Now, what you're saying is different. Actually manifesting the person that's passed on can come as came, is what you're saying?
Right.
But she came walked up.
For people that might say, she was probably a fraud. This woman was arrested and tried convicted as a witch. And put in jail.
Yes, I'm sure they gave her a lobotomy out, and they usually put everybody in mental institutions at that time.
This was the last woman the last person that was ever tried under the 1735 Witchcraft Act. She was arrested. Well, because they thought she was a threat to national security. She was saying things about World War II that hadn't been publicized.
Oh,
Yeah.
This is Helen Duncan. Everybody, Helen Duncan. Go
Helen
check
Duncan.
It out. This
Amazing.
Is who she is, right? Helen Duncan.
Amazing.
And you can find her. Can you find information on her on YouTube or books? I mean, books, of course, but.
I didn't look on YouTube because there was nothing really. I didn't see any demonstrations about her, and that's probably right. because she passed in 56, 1956.
Right.
So, you know, before the age of all this stuff. But
right.
it ended up killing her because.
Oh yeah.
Did
she end up doing herself? I mean, well, you know what? A lot of people. You know, it breaks my heart. Even in the 40s, they were putting people, giving them lobotomies, and. Well, I would have been already lobotomized, but
well, she continued.
It is really
she continued
sad that they were mentally ill, they said.
But what happened was they did a police raid, and she was in a trance, in a complete trance, and you're not supposed to touch somebody when they're in the middle of a trance. And I guess from what I've read, the ectoplasm came in too quickly, and she got very ill from that, had burns on her, and eventually she died 5 weeks later. I mean, we owe a lot to her. She was a martyr. Yeah, psychic
martyr. Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know what? I wonder if they ever, well, I'm sure there's probably some books out, or I'm going to look her up on Google, because I'm sure there's a lot of people that discuss her now, because she was a martyr, obviously. She's definitely one of the,
I just want to give a lot to people.
I just want to be clear. What actually happened? They raided, I didn't quite understand that.
She served 9 months in prison. And
she spent 9 months in prison.
Her cell door was never locked, and it is rumored that Winston Churchill himself went in for a reading for her. So when she came out, she said, "That's it. You know, I'm done. I'm not going to ever do this again." But that was her calling, so she started to do it again. And I guess when the people in the spiritualist church were all excited because they thought, you know, everything's going to be great now, no more witchcraft act, and it was, you know, abolished. There was a police raid of the medium and the people that were her sitters, and it was her. It was Helen Duncan that they raided. And this poor woman, they took her, they did a strip search. I mean, it's awful.
Oh,
and she was in trance when they raided the place and they grabbed a hold of her. I guess it would be likened to did you ever have a dream where you're out of your body because you're, you know, flying?
Yes. So she was in the middle of doing her mediumship work, which means she wasn't entirely
in
her body, or the ectoplasm was not all. In other words, she was doing her physical mediumship work, and that's when they touched her and grabbed her?
They grabbed her during that, you know, and it destroyed her health to the point that she passed 5 weeks later.
Wow.
So,
I bet they didn't see it like they did anything wrong either.
Probably not.
But now they probably are having some, you know, how they always come back out later, and nowadays, well, you know, they're going and reflecting back. Maybe some people are reflecting that it was really too bad.
Or maybe they came back,
you know,
in life
as a
psychic and have to deal with it now themselves.
Yeah, but not you. Lisa, you're doing okay.
I haven't started with the ectoplasm.
Before I ask you this question, I think we're going to take a commercial break right now, but hold on, because we're going to be right back with Lisa. Everybody,
Not
hold on. And we'll be right back from a word from our sponsor, PsychicAccess.com.
A new era in psychic services has begun. PsychicAccess.com. You can connect with our psychic advisors by telephone or chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our psychic advisors are interviewed, fully verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you quality service. We're living in some very troubled times right now. More and more, the world's problems are affecting us on a personal level. You don't have to deal with this alone. Our highly accurate psychics, caring advisors, and talented mediums can help with situations you are currently experiencing, and can let you know what the future may hold for you. All new customers get a free 6-minute reading. All you have to do is register. Why not visit us now and get a free reading at PsychicAccess.com.
And we're back with Lisa, and we're so happy too, because Lisa is awesome. I really am really enjoying you a lot, because a lot of, you know, I'm always learning, and we're as you know, Lisa, I've been doing this for 25 years. You've been around for a while, but I'm constantly loving everything about learning more and more. I'm getting back into it now that I'm back doing radio and other things that I'm doing. It's just a lovely time now, you know, to be able to get more insight into a lot of other things that are there. So
you never want to stop learning.
You know, I wanted to ask, you know, I know Allura wanted to ask you something, and Allura, I'd be happy. And Jackie, if you can hear me, you too. Jackie's just hanging out in the chat, helping and giving people, you know, drinks and stuff. But I wanted to ask you about something to do with what I was talking about earlier, because there's something kind of, it doesn't bother me, but because about what we were talking about, the word, you know, the man-made words and about being psychic or the medium, and you know, there's clairvoyant, there's a clairaudio, the smeller, you know, there's all the, and since you've been doing this for quite a while, and Allura, you know, we're all about the same age and such, but it's almost like, in a way, is this a way, do you think, like, you know, a psychic, like into a dictionary, a psychic is a person as a medium, apparently, is sensitive to non-physical forces, how it says it in the dictionary. However, don't you think that maybe, I mean, gosh, you know, I'm looking at, from the past 15, 16 years, the clairvoyance used to be the big one. And there's clairsentient, there's clairaudience, or, you know, there's clairconnivence. There's so many different ways, and it's almost like a medium, again, in the Webster book, is a person through whom others seek to communicate with spirits of the dead. Now, for instance, for me, I've had, but then a channeler and a medium go interact. I mean, I'm getting confused with all this. But for me, I know I had an experience, and maybe you can help me with this. And I don't always do this, but when I've read for, it happens once a year maybe, I'm reading, I go into, and I pass out on the people, actually. I don't mean to. It's almost like, you know, when you're someone's talking and you're bored and they pass out on you. But what happens is I start going into, like you were talking about, this mental mediumship. But what happens, I was feeling extremely, I mean, over, it just took over me. I was like, my head was going down, like I was passing out, but I was going into, and I was in the pool all of a sudden. There were these children, and they were drowning. And I was like trying to save, but what happened was I kept trying to wake myself up, and apparently this man I was reading for, two of his sons died in a drowning accident.
Oh,
so,
that's so sad.
What does that mean? What is that actually? What do you think that would be called, whatever I was going through?
Well,
it wasn't like I knew about it. He didn't ask me to think or focus on it. It just happened that I was picking that up. The reading took a turn into whatever it went to. But he'd been blaming himself for years. But it was,
yeah,
I was like right there with his kids. It was interesting.
Well, did you, I know you said you actually experienced it. So you kind of jumped into their world. But were you picking up from what the father knew, or were you picking up from the spirits of the boys? Like, did they say anything? Did you feel that they had a message for their dad?
Well, it freaked me out because they seemed, I mean, you know, drowning is one of the worst things for, you know, in my head, you know, someone's just drowning. But what they weren't doing was, they weren't crying for help. But I do remember seeing this, the thing happening. I didn't know any of this about the father. Hadn't told me. He wanted reading, and he had been a very dear friend of mine for years later. I didn't know he had two children that had been died from a drowning accident. So he came to me for reading, and this is, the reading took, well, you know, sometimes it just apparently didn't happen. So when I came up and I felt bad because I was passing out, like I said, I was just like half asleep is what it was happening. So I came and I was drained. I came up and I go, I'm so sorry. I was having this something. And I told him, he goes, oh my God, those are my, because I had two sons that died 5 years ago and they're very close in age. Those must have, that's what you were picking, yes, what you were experiencing. So it wasn't like I had a message for them, but I know that he had been feeling a lot of guilt like parents do. It wasn't his fault. But he didn't want to talk about that in the reading. That's not what he came there for. But interesting, maybe it was some reason why I did, because he did tell me all about it, and it got a lot. We talked about it, about him. And, you know, I felt for him. I know how sad that is. So maybe there was something of that nature that had to come. It was just the timing.
Sure.
But
maybe that's what he
needed. What do you call that, though? I'm not a channeler, or I'm a medium. I don't know. It just happened. But I found it very interesting.
I think, you know, back to the words again, when you're giving a mediumship reading, you can usually go in and tell the person, okay, this is what they're doing now, or whatever the message may be. And, you know, sometimes, like I tell people, they don't always tell you how they passed. And don't you find people try to, I don't want to say trick you, but, well, can you tell me this about them?
They test you.
And people test. I say, you know, they don't always tell me how they passed. Sometimes they'll tell me something else to validate. And that's what I tell people is, if we're going to validate, then I can give messages. So if you want to use, you know, the proper words, I don't know. It seems like you were kind of bordering psychic to medium. I mean, what does anybody else think that's listening over here?
You know what? I think it all is very different, but being a channel to me would seem to be, mediumship to me is more about working with departed people.
Right.
And channeling is more, I think, working with like guides or whatever it might be, you know, through channeling. I want to say intuition, but that's not, but it all involves those faculties. So I want to say maybe where you're in touch with other aspects or other types of life forms in other dimensions rather than departed ones, and those type of messages and energies, to me it would be more like personal guidance, angels. I feel like I'm directly in touch with spirit because we can be directly in touch with spirit, and all of that sort of thing, the guidance that comes through for people. I think it's a different energy, all valid. But I think there's a bit of a difference.
Mm-hmm. There is.
Hey, everybody.
Right.
Hi.
Thank you for sharing that. Hey, now I understand better.
Hi, girls. I just wanted to chime in. I was being a little quiet and in the chat room. I'm listening, and I just wanted to share my perspective on mediumship and channeling and kind of the differences. And everything, Allura, that you were saying is definitely something that resonates with me. And I feel mediumship is really connecting to, you know, departed loved ones, even departed animals, you know, those who have crossed over to the other side.
Yeah.
And then channeling, I know sometimes for me, I feel on some level that we all are capable of channeling. And it doesn't, I'm not saying trance channeling where you're out of your body and you're allowing something to kind of take over you. But, you know, when we're in that place of receiving, meaning our intellect, our ego mind is really put to rest, and we're in that place of, you know, writing or being quiet, you know, it's those inspired and those inspirational messages, so to speak, you know, and that could come through like a hunch or a thought or whatever it may be. So I feel channeling is about, you know, putting aside the third dimensional world and allowing ourselves to be open to receiving, you know, guidance, which comes from another place. You know, whether we call it our higher self or, you know, the angels or whatever, but it's really about receiving, you know. Channeling is about receiving and allowing, you know, information to come through from other dimensions, from other realms. You know, it's something that we're not conscious of, here on Earth. So that's kind of my perspective of, if that makes any sense.
But no,
that's,
it makes a lot of sense. And
it makes sense.
I like what you said about,
Lisa, you talked about, I'm sorry, you talked about, but you're a mental mediumship. Is that what we were talking about? You're mental, you said mental mediumship,
at
right?
At this point, I don't know what's lying ahead for me, but yeah. At this point,
because, you know,
doing
that's where I think that where we come in, because I can understand that, because it's almost like that mental mediumship is more commonly used from our form of communication where information is received from maybe deceased loved ones of someone else's.
Direct,
and a mental mediumship,
yes,
though a medium may go
them
into a light trance. You know, like alpha 9.89 type of, with the eyes
right
closed, like maybe what I was going through with these children.
Yeah.
And then while remaining slightly conscious, but in all cases, the medium remains in full control of the body. But it, this type of mediumship that channeling is often interchanged with is what I think.
Yeah, that makes sense.
These are wordings, but, you know, like I know when my eyes are closing, I feel like I'm passing out. I'm full of control, but I don't know why, you know, like I said, I didn't mean any harm, but it's not something that I can do at will. Maybe I could. I don't know. It just happened, this human being. Does it ever happen to you, Lisa, where you don't, someone comes to you and all of a sudden the next thing you know, they come for you for something else, but you'll, something go into your medium state?
Not to the extent of what happened to you, but the things like, I remember just, and it was very, very brief, fortunately, talking to somebody about I don't even remember who I was bringing through for this person, but in an instant, my entire left side went numb for a split, scared the daylights out of me. Again, I got a little nervous. And I literally jumped because I thought maybe, you know, I pinched a nerve or something. And I remember looking at the gentleman and saying, did your friend have a stroke? And it numbed his left side. And he said, yes. I said, oh, you know, I was kind of relieved because I knew I didn't have a stroke. I'm ready to run and look in the mirror to see if my mouth is falling over. You know?
Yeah.
But things like that have happened. And I usually just say, please, you know, like, please don't give me. You know, just show me. But I'm working, like you said, directly with the deceased person through my spirit guide. What I do is I have him open the door and let people in, literally.
Right, right.
So some things like that. That's, and I think I've learned to control that over the years because I was afraid of it as a child. So I think that's why.
Well, you know, Lisa, you've been really, I really, really appreciate you being with us because You're great. I mean, I really did learn a lot, and it makes sense to me a lot more things. I'm going to check out those people, and I really appreciate you being and joining us. And I appreciate Steve. Appreciate you,
thank
Steve,
you.
If you're out there, you can listen. And,
yeah, thank
and
you.
I appreciate you guys having me on. This
was
Lisa,
great. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And you know, and I do, and Steve. This is from Steve as well. We have a great deal of respect for your knowledge. And I as well appreciate you sharing your insights and everything with us tonight and really educating. It was very informative. I feel so I'm giving my hat's off to you and I'm clapping.
And likewise,
so thanks
to everybody
once again
there
for joining us. And
a lot
also,
tonight as well.
I want to let people know also to contact Lisa. Please visit her site at www.lisalano.com. Lano, is that right?
L-A-N-N-O.
.com. And on Lisa's contact information is on our guest page at psychicaccesstalkradio.com as well. So you can find out from there. So Lisa, thank you so much. And you were wonderful. You were wonderful
and
tonight.
Thank you.
Hanging in there with us.
And
thank you, Lisa.
Everybody.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah.
You're welcome, ladies.
And
have a great night.
And have a great night.
You too.
Good night.
I will try. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. She's great. That was really lovely.
That really
okay,
was.
Okay, you know, I would like, she's wonderful. Okay, would like to, you know, Jackie, you're there, hello.
I'm here.
I'm going to introduce a commercial right now, but before I do, would you like to, you wanted to say something about coming up. Would you like to do that now, or do you want me to wait? Because you have a show that you would like to
do. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Thank you, Maureen. You know, for those listening, my name is Jackie Hahn, and I actually have a show of my own, and I'm going to be having Steve on my show, actually, and also Lisa, who you just listened to. It's called The Angel Whisperer, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. And so I'm really excited. I know some of the people in the chat room were a little disappointed that they weren't able to get a reading with Lisa. So you can kind of check that out. If it's okay, I'll give the website, if that's okay, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/Jacqueline. JACQUELINEATP. I am an angel therapy practitioner, so that's what the ATP stands for. I'm hoping to have Steve this weekend. I know he had a little bit of a crisis today, and he's doing what he needs to do to help somebody. So let's just send some prayers for Steve. Let's keep our fingers crossed. If not, I'm going to wing it and probably yap all night. So hopefully if you like listening to me, you'll be hearing an hour of me
myself. You can wing it. If you're an angel practitioner, you can wing it, though, because you have angel wings.
I will probably offer readings for people, so I will probably be doing that if Stevie isn't able to come on.
Well, you know, or I could always come on and as your guest, too, as well, if you wanted. But
yeah, I think I have you scheduled, correct, Maureen? And I know I have Stevie.
Some year. Yes, you do.
Yes. If not, I think so. We're going to talk, sweetheart. No.
We'll do. We'll be just fine. But okay, thank you. I thank you, Jackie, for bringing
you're
that
welcome.
Up.
You're welcome.
I think it's really important that we all just kind of do that. So I'm not going to take a commercial break because I'm the boss and I decided not to. So I would like to also be – I would like to be sure to visit our psychicbloggers.com, everybody. This site is really something. And it you'll find anything from anything psychic you would like to learn about everything from reincarnation to the how-tos of psychic development and mediumship now as well. I thought that Lisa was very interesting. So if you're interested in reading from the best professional psychics on the net, go to psychicaccess.com where you'll find the best verified and accuracy tested psychics, each with their own unique special gifts. Each psychic has a detailed profile for you to find out more about them and to choose from the list of some of the most authentic gifted psychics around. They also have, a lot of them do have video intros that you might want to watch, like me. I think we all do, all three of us here. And we all really are good. So it is an honor working with Doug in Psychic Access because the high expectations required of each psychic is pretty high. So all of the co-hosts here, including Steve, who's not, but all work at Psychic Access Talk. Here at PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com, work at PsychicAccess.com. So if you would like a personal reading from the likes of us, please do so. We'd love to hear from you. And I would like to, you know what, where'd I go? Oh, I ended up in some other area. So anyway, I know where I am. We'd love to hear from you. So by the way, site owners, this is another thing. And it's very, this can be making, well, nowadays we all want to make money, but by the way, site owners and webmasters can earn 50 cents a minute on every reading on traffic that is referred to psychicaccess.com. For more details about this, visit http://psychicaccess.com/webmasters. So I want to tell you about the call-in number that we're going to be doing in the readings at the end of the show, or maybe if we have a lot, maybe we'll do them before. But the call-in number... Let me see one more second. I want to make sure that I should be giving out. I think that the call number will be working, but I'm going to give it out. So it's 724-444-4851.
And I think it's important to let everybody know that take down that number and start calling in at 9:15, and that's when you'll be queued up. Yep. Nobody will answer, but you'll be queued up. Yep.
Yeah. So the thing of it is with that is you want to get in there, and even because you know the first person gets in there will be the one to come first.
Yeah. And while you're queued up, you can just listen to the show and
just hang out, just like do your thing,
and we'll call on you, and then you can ask your question.
Yeah, and we do ask, though. We really appreciate, because it is difficult, and it's not that we're trying to be, we're very lovely people here, but if you be very specific and direct about your questions, and it will really allow for a better reading and connect with your situation, it really will. I mean, no doubt about it. I know we all think, well, don't you agree, girls? I mean,
yes.
it does help. So we have, we have some time to chatter, banter. I like to call it the bantering about things.
Yes.
And I'm up for anybody's banter. Let's have it. Let's have it. Fun time, girls.
All right. We will.
Mm-hmm.
How about it?
I thought Lisa was fantastic. I thought Lisa was a fantastic. I really enjoyed her because I think, you know, for me, it's always been an issue about, okay, well, you know, so many people really, I think, don't you girls think a lot of women, don't you women think that a lot of people, it's like, have so many issues about, like some cultures, it's believed that psychic gifts are handed down from generation or something, but also, it's like when people want to label themselves And they think because maybe people will find them more interesting, they'll want to go to them. So they'll make themselves, you know, people really need to, you know how many people will, you see a business card. If they say certain names, they'll think, okay, people are going to want to see me before the next person. They would call themselves something else. It's kind of like in a way, I don't know, it's kind of, I don't kind of like that, but it is what it is. Do you know what I mean?
You mean like when, if you're like a third or fourth generation psychic or clairvoyant or something
well,
like that?
Well, that gets a little bit more to my business. But like, for instance, when someone prefers to call themselves a clairvoyant, they most likely want potential clients to realize that they have can physically see, for instance, to the past, present, or future. But however, you know, this sort of distorts its true meaning, in which clairvoyance is one of six natural inner senses. Depleting clear seeing or seeing pictures within you and your eye, also called the mind's eye or the third eye, not your physical eyes. You know what I mean? So it's like, do you follow me, Jackie? Do you follow what I'm trying to say?
Right.
In other words,
Sorry, Laura, go ahead.
Go. No.
Well, I feel like what you're saying in essence is that people don't realize that it's not as unusual as they think it is. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I think that what's happened is it's almost like, well, for I call myself an intuitive. I've always liked that word better than the psychic word, I guess, right, for some reason.
I do too. I prefer that.
Yeah, you know, but have you noticed how many people will it really comes down to this. I mean, some people, a mediumship, okay, I understand, you know, we're talking with Lisa, I'm a channeler. Well, I have done channeling. It's not that I mean to, though, and I don't proclaim to be a channeler, but then I proclaim to be crazy, good crazy. But, you know, I just think that it's like we're all born with an ability, except it is stronger, more natural inner sense with some people, you know. But by developing the inner senses through daily practice, has the potential to be a clairvoyant, but mistakenly some people seem to forget that clairvoyance is only one of the six, again, natural.
Yes. You can be clairaudient and all kinds of other things and still be just as grady.
Exactly.
Right.
So
they might give more credence. Yeah.
But there's so many wordings now from the time 20 years ago when I first started out. My gosh. I mean, I can't believe all the C words that came about. And they're man-made. And then they formulate into new words. I don't know how you feel about this, girls, but I know.
You know, it really truly is trying to put something that's unlimited in a limited box. And that's, I think, what it boils down to. Because when people have questions about this, it's almost hard to explain that it's an unlimited situation. It's also quantum. And we each manifest it differently. And as we go, we grow. It actually will change, transmute, transform, and grow, and it'll grow exponentially. So what you are today, you may not be tomorrow. You'll be totally different, or you will expand it. And next thing you know, you're doing something you didn't expect yourself to be doing. So it's just not something you can really limit with certain types of perceptions or words or anything like that. It's very hard to describe.
Right. And you know what? I just want to add in there, too, that, you know, people who are involved in this work or drawn to this work, those who aren't, they, like you were saying, they like to compartmentalize things and give it labels so they can understand it. You can't understand this with the intellectual mind. Not entirely. I'm not going to say you can't. But it's more of a feeling. It's an inner knowing.
It's internal.
Yeah. I mean, how do you explain feelings to somebody? It's very difficult. And, you know, unless you're doing this work, like you and I, we could say things to each other and we wouldn't even have to explain it. We just know. It's just this sense of knowing. So I think for the mainstream, non-metaphysical, spiritual people, you know, for the lay terms, for the people who aren't aware of this, it's very difficult. And if they don't get it, that's fine, you know. But I think for us trying to, you know, because I believe we're all here to really help raise, you know, consciousness and help bring more light to the world, that, you know, it's important to, it's easy to reach people who are open to this, but, you know, to reach people who are not open to it, it's very difficult. And I think that's where you're going, Maureen, with trying to communicate, you know, in a way, you know, some of these terms, these metaphysical terms, so to speak, to people who just don't understand it.
Well, Yeah, but you know, what it is, it's almost like the title, like, but no matter what title or profession is attracted to you, ultimately the goal is the same, which is to connect with the spiritual realm in order to receive information, inspirations, or higher knowledge or wisdom from a divine universal source, right? So the only difference is to find the person's, and it really comes down to this, the intention. It really is intention.
Right.
And so why do they, you know what I mean? It's,
Well, absolutely. Yeah. And I believe that, you know, again, in this kind of work, you know, some people might have had bad experiences with getting a reading from somebody, like, oh, you know, but it is how you show up. And that's why for us as intuitive psychics, whatever you want to call us, it's so important that we do our work. I do my work every single day. It's that important to me, you know, and I'm always at a place where I want to be as clear of a channel to show up, because receiving that guidance, I mean, we've got to let go of judgment, ego, and all these things that we carry. So it's really important, you know, to do that. So.
Well, you know,
yeah.
But you know, also, haven't you noticed, like, you know, I'm not saying we do this or everybody, but there's something to think about, because I see a lot of different people, and they're you know, through the years calling themselves. But it's no doubt that the choice of title, I think a lot of people's their title, is meant to attract certain clientele, but it's more important, but it is more important than that. It's like, can choice also be based on where or how the person was trained, or if they are affiliated with the spiritualists or movement, or simply because they think that one is a grain, you know, much better or more powerful title than the other, that signifies that they have better insight and more power. You know what I mean? A lot of times, you know, yes,
right.
Laura or Jackie, I'm sorry.
I don't want to take over the floor, but I'm feeling guided to jump in. So
Go for it.
One of the things that is about the intention, you know. God, I think I'm losing my train of thought. But it's about the intention. And also, you know, I want to bring the law of attraction into here. You know, that is so huge, because it's like, okay, so where are we coming from? You know, our intentions are to help. We choose whatever label it is, whether it's psychic, intuitive, you know, but we have to really see what resonates with us as a person. Psychic, yeah, I don't really care for the word. It freaks me out, and there's a lot of negative connotation, but that's my belief. That's an energy that I carry with it. So if I was to feel that, let's say, for example, being psychic was the only way I heard to be able to get people, but my energy behind that, my feeling, would only attract those who are going to doubt me, you know, because I doubt myself. So it's really finding, I mean, these are labels. What do they really mean, you know? And I feel that when we get really clear about what it is that we're trying to do and what works for us, we're going to draw in those people who are going to resonate. I mean, people on the outside, they're really just mirrors of us. So if you're not sure, like, let's say you're getting these kind of clients who are, there's a pattern of them, what it's really saying is that maybe there's something inside of us, or there's a part of us.
Intention, isn't that good? Yeah. Yes.
Right. You know what?
You
brought up something that I think is really important, Jackie, and I want to distinguish between the two. You're right. How we think of the word psychic and how we think of the word, say, spiritual counseling or something of that nature, or coaching, can do a lot in terms of what we attract to ourselves. But for me, psychic to me is more prediction oriented, and those predictions can change based on the different probabilities that exist. And so you can get different answers from different psychics, and a lot of people, and they're not necessarily all wrong. And a lot will depend on where you're at, the person who's asking for the reading at the moment the reading is taking place, because you can change your decisions internally at every moment, or each different moment that you have a reading, which can change the line of probability you are on. So psychic to me is more prediction oriented. I actually love to do spiritual consultant work, and that is about empowering, giving people insight into themselves to empower them to come up with their own answers and their own balance so that they feel more empowered and don't feel the need to be so dependent on, quote, predictions, unquote. And that's, I find that people become unhappy because predictions can change based on the lines of probability, you know, that they change from one to the other. So I prefer that myself. And to me, there's a huge difference.
Right. Well, absolutely.
Such a passion for me. But you know what's really interesting? And I, like I said, I don't like the word psychic, and I know why I don't. It's because it's a conditioning that I don't like to go. I'm not one for conditionings. I'm very unconventional. I'm very traditional, though. But some people believe that the psychics are like, Charlotte, okay, it's, for instance, in some cultures, again, it is believed, maybe I'm repeating myself, but again, they believe that psychic gifts, which we all are born with anyway, are handed down from one generation to the next. Well, we don't know. I mean, you know, my family doesn't get me, but which the rest of the community is not a privy to. You know, they're not as special. So alas, the type of outmolded thinking only spawns this high above status. But then there are those who shy away from using the word psychic, like I said I did, and Laura, because they fear being labeled weirdo
right.
or having the stigma of a charlatan. And I think, and worse yet, being confused or perhaps being a witch, heaven forbid. Because, you know,
right.
that's exactly why I don't, because psychic is not about fortune telling, but, you know, really, I call myself a psychotic, I'm being funny, or psychic. You know, I used to have a Suzuki Sidekick car in the 80s. But you know,
I remember
really, that's
that.
Where I think I've got. Yeah, I know. I loved it. Car. It was a great car. But it was, I love that. But you know, really, that's why I think when everybody goes, because we all are psychic, all of us. You know, but the thing
yes.
is, it has become such mm-hmm. the stigma of a charlatan. And I feel like, well, that means I'm
right.
if I said psychic.
And some of the misuse
you know,
of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So what
I think some of the misuse
that?
Of it. I think the misuse of the word psychic, what's attached to it is some of the negative connotations, as Jackie was saying, and more prediction-oriented. Mainstream people kind of consider it more prediction-oriented. So that has become the meaning to me. Just like we all speak English, we need to kind of be able to communicate with people who have a similar understanding of that word. So I feel like the understanding of that word has become something that keeps it at a level that I prefer to go beyond, more in the spiritual realm, because that's more self-empowering.
Yeah, because it is because you know what I mean? Of the charlatan, because of the stigma it's gotten. That's it's got a bad rap.
Right.
Right. And Jack. Right. And I definitely agree with that. And you know, and that's fine. There's so many, I mean, you know, like you're saying with the English language, there's so many terms or words that can be interchangeable
yeah.
with psychic, like intuitive
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah.
But the point is of psychic or not, the point is we're here to bring forth information to tap into the person's energy to help them get a clearer perspective
exactly.
and empower them. I'm with you, Allure. I'm like, you must be like my sister here because I'm like the same way. I really, really am passionate about just not just providing information, but like, listen. And again, it's their choice, you know, and that's where I get frustrated because it's like, if you would only do this, you know, but again, everybody's where they're at. We have to meet
well,
them there.
Exactly. But being a psychic, you know, the work I do is, you know what? I help people help themselves, and we all have a
right.
choice, and I'm not God. I am not God, and I am medium or not. I can't be one at will. But I do feel that we can make a negative into a positive. Yeah, mine is, I've always making the positives and the negatives. I'm one of those people.
Right.
But, you know,
yeah.
we all have a choice. And if anybody says that they don't because some psychic told them so, they need help. Or a medium said that they saw someone that doesn't care about them anymore and they went on the other side. That's ridiculous.
Right.
But, you know, that's, I mean, I'm giving my little thing out there with that. But, you know, I don't know.
And you know what, too, Maureen and Laura and the listeners on the phone here, is that, you know, when we provide readings for you, you know, I give readings myself. I'm happy to admit it. I don't claim to know it all, and I certainly, you know, like I said, I do my work. Some of it will resonate, some of it won't. I don't necessarily say, well, they're phony or I don't believe them. The thing is that I take what I need and I use that, however. And, you know, also this thing about time, you know, time is an illusion. And when we tap into those other worlds and bring through information, it's very difficult. And I say this to my clients that, you know, I'll get a number, I'll get a sense of things, you know, and I really don't like to say when things are going to show up, because then it's like, then they're focused on it. Like, okay, here it comes. I got 4 weeks. And then all of a sudden what they're really in essence is doing is they're putting up a block.
Right.
So it's like, okay, well, it's a probability that if, you know, this could happen in 4 months. However, you still need to do your part. Like, you're still the creator in your life. And no matter what I say or guidance I give, you're going to still take yourself and you're going to go about your life. So it's, the empowerment is huge. And I really encourage anybody, you know, and again, this is May, you know, to really, I just want to help people on so many different levels, and empowering them to be able to move forward is awesome. Is just fabulous. So.
And make the choices. Like I said, I've come from a place, I'll be real honest, I've not made some good choices. I will not see psychics either. After 18 years ago, I will not. Sorry, but I won't. I'll have lunch with them, but I'll, you know, chat with them, but I won't go for insight after what I experienced before, and I wasn't very happy about it. But I see two therapists. Everybody hear me out. Okay, I do. But because of some of the issues, and I was really looking for some help, but I don't know. I think this is a good conversation, girls. I kind of am enjoying this because, you know, I like to say, you know, I help people direct them. Like you're saying, oh, you know, it's good old-fashioned spiritual advising. Now, call it what you will. And I come up with some, I don't know, it just happens. And I say, someone from Colorado, for instance, has come your way, or is coming your way. And lo and behold, this is recent. This is a man, and she is not near Colorado. And he is from Colorado. And it was whatever I picked up on it, I don't know how, it doesn't matter. But the thing was, I felt Colorado. I said it, but I won't guess. And if someone says, can you give me a name? I don't know a name, I won't say. Some people say they know names and initials. I don't do very well with that. And if it comes out of my name, so be it. But I don't.
Right.
I will not try to say, you know. And if they say, well, you said it would happen at this time period, I go, well, you know what? The timing is everything. A little something could go off, and plus, right, a lot of things happen in between.
You know what? You know what happens to me, Maureen, is people say, do you get names, timelines, and all this? I get whatever spirit gives me in that moment. You know, there's no one thing I can say that I get all the time. I can tell you what spirit wants you to know, or whatever's in your heart that will come through, and I'm open to receive. But whatever spirit decides to bring through is what spirit brings through. I can't say what it's going to be until it happens.
And you
does
know
that
what?
Make sense?
Yes, it does, actually, and I'm going to jump in. And you know what I find, too, and I'm sure you girls can resonate with this, is that when people show up with a question, and this goes back to, like you said, what comes through really needs to come through. I'll have a time where somebody will like, oh, I'm not sure. Let's start with, you know, how about relationships? And I'll say, you know what? It's the career that's coming through. So in the back of their mind, they really wanted to know about career, but they went different.
So that's
it
what
happens
I say
all the time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's right.
I say whatever your heart's priority. Whatever your heart's priority is whatever will come through. And you may think it's A, but it's B.
Right.
A lot of times, you know, they don't even know. I say, so what's the most important thing that I always say, because someone will go, well, I want, and then their mother's dying of cancer. You know, I've gotten these, and then I want to know if I'm marrying Tom. I go, but your mother is dying. I'm giving a pretty example, but
right.
You're right about that. A lot of people get upset, but you know, it is what it is. But you know, girls, we have some callers already online lined up. We have callers already lined up.
All right.
I thought, if it's okay with you guys, I thought I would take a fast commercial. I'll say the number again. If that's all right with you, too.
Sure.
All right?
Yeah.
So anyway, I will give that number again. And so write this down, since we have people in lineup already. But it's 724-444-4851. And we will be right back after a word from our sponsor, PsychicAccess.com.
Hello. My name is Res Miranda. If you're having relationship, career, or life issues, I'm inviting you to experience what it's like to have access to professional, highly accurate psychics and spiritual advisors you can trust to care and help you. Register now to get your free 6-minute reading by telephone or chat. Get answers, Get access. Psychic access. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. PsychicAccess.com.
And we're back. Hi, and we're back, and we are ready for the reading time that everybody loves to hear. And again, I would like to ask that we will be taking calls, and that you can either, okay, you're going to be calling in because the talk show is working real well. And again, that number is 724, I think already, actually, I'm not going to say it because I think Allura put it in the chat.
Yeah.
Please be aware that each call will automatically be placed on hold and will be answered in the order received. So please relax and listen to the show while you wait. And please be very specific with the direct question. Like I said before, it really will help us. And there we have it. So let's begin.
Okay.
And we'll wait for the next caller, and I will see who that was. And we have a call, I think, coming from
Indiana
up there. Yeah, Indiana. Thank you.
Hello.
Indiana.
Hi. Indiana.
Hi. Yes.
Hi, what's
this
your
is
name?
Suzanne.
Hi there. Who, Karen?
My question is, I have been on disability for the past 15 years and had accepted that. But a year and a half ago, my husband passed away, and I was suddenly forced into financial difficulties and reevaluating what I could do. And I went back to college. But there was this job that just now kind of popped up that I'm not really qualified for, but except for my life experience. It's a domestic violence advocate. And
oh,
I was wondering
wow.
if I'm pushing things by trying to get this job.
Okay.
So your name, I'm sorry, is your name Karen? Did I have that right, Karen?
Suzanne.
Or I'm sorry, Suzanne. There, I had a complete one. Suzanne, so we're talking. Okay, thank you, Suzanne. Okay. So
is your question what is your question about it?
I'm wondering if I'm pushing, because I've been on disability for 15 years, I'm going to college full-time, and I'm going to, and am I pushing it to try to jump into this job now?
Meaning, should you go into this job? Is that what your question is?
And leave college? Is that what you're wondering?
And leave college?
No, I would still continue the college and try to take on this full-time job.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me look at that.
I mean, I understand it.
This is something you left this for a while, you say? Seems to me you left it.
I have been on disability for 15 years. I have not been in the workforce for 15 years.
But did you used to work with domestic violence or something related to it at some point?
I lived it.
Okay. Because what I'm feeling, the reason I ask that is I really feel that you would be very good at it. And I didn't know exactly why. You'd be very good at it, although I would say this. You could do that, absolutely. But I think it'd be stressful for you, so I don't know what your disability is. So as long as you can handle the stress of it, you'd be fine with it. But you do have to be able to handle the stress of it. I think it would tend to bring up memories and things of that nature. But you certainly are qualified as somebody who has the knowledge from experience.
Okay, do you see that it's possible
did you have something else you were showing?
No, that's it. Okay. That's fine.
I'll name my whole family members now. Suzanne, I feel that you're doing very well in school. You're like a SpongeBob. I love SpongeBob, everybody. I really do. You're sponge. You can really. You've been really taking in a lot of information, and it comes easy for you. And it was not right with the judge. Whatever went on, I didn't like the judge or whoever was part of that domestic violence. And I can identify very well with what that's about. And it wasn't right, but you've been extremely working hard and at working on yourself and doing the right thing and moving forward, but you're exhausted because you haven't seen the fruits of your labor. My feeling is this: even though you're going to school and stuff, you need to get back, and I know because I've done this, go into and help in the domestic violence, be there to help other people, because you don't feel you have the strength available, I think, but you do. And I think that you'll be surprised how much it'll very much benefit you, whether, I don't know, how much or not money it is, you can do that, I see, it's all good. And you'll get a lot back, absolutely. That's all I have to say.
Okay, because they were saying that I needed a bachelor's degree, that they prefer a bachelor's degree, and I am just working on my associate's. So I wasn't even sure that I would be.
Yes, they'll take you
because
you have not only that, you have the experience of what you can help people, okay? That's the best thing of what I've been through, unfortunately. Yeah.
Yeah, and Suzanne, you know what, honey? The people will listen to somebody who has gone through it. I would not listen to somebody who's given me a textbook version of anything, but to speak from your heart and to speak from that inner knowledge, I mean, there's nothing that a piece of paper or degree could ever match up to. And I'm not saying it's not okay to go back to school, and rightfully so, that's wonderful, but you have so much more. You have so much more.
Yeah.
And it'll help you heal on so many levels by sharing. You're going to help others, and you're going to help yourself.
I do want to say this, Karen. If they require a degree, I would still talk to them. Do your best. Let them know your background and why you're qualified, as well as the fact that you're going through college and you're working on your bachelor's. So you will have it while you're working. And that might help them bend the rules, so to speak. Unfortunately, if there's a requirement for that, it's very hard to overcome. But I think that that would help them see that what they're getting
they
is a double benefit because they have somebody who's...
They preferred
who's,
it. And I've written a book that addresses domestic violence. It's about my life. And I think, you know, that also will help my qualifications, showing that I'm trying to help people in the situation.
Right.
So,
what are you going to school for?
A paralegal.
Oh, okay. I don't know that that will really add to that field per se, but it adds to the fact that, you know, you're working while you went through school and you did what you had to do, and that's that. Certainly, domestic violence is very much a part of the legal field, but you won't be doing the legal side of it. Nonetheless, you'll have that experience from a paralegal standpoint that most paralegals won't have.
Okay.
So I think it's a good idea.
You're saying go for it.
I'm saying go for it as long as it doesn't create too much stress in terms of your memories and affect your health. That's what I feel. But I think you'd be very good at it.
I think you'd help a lot. I think it'd be great. You can handle it. You can handle this. And thank you for calling today. I really appreciate it. And I wish you well because I think you'll do. It'll be good if you do this.
Yeah. Rather. Let us know how you're doing, Suzanne.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
And
you're welcome.
Have a good night. And we have Karen next. Hi, Karen. From Florida. Not Karen. Florida. Sorry.
Hello.
Florida's next. Hi, Florida.
Hello.
I'm really getting it. I'm gonna be getting big trouble now. Hi, Florida. We'll wait for Florida to come say hi.
Hi.
Florida's nice.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Florida. How are you? And what's your name?
My name's Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
We're okay. And so, what can we focus on you this evening?
Well, I was hoping to get any help I can get. I'm in a not-so-great situation. I'm disabled. I've been disabled for 19 years and can't really work in an office anymore because of my back. So I used to be a legal secretary, but I'm trying to find out what direction I should take. I'm in a bad financial situation. I need to find a way to make money. I don't know if you guys are, if you would be, can get in, like advice from my dad who passed a few years ago, or does it just come up in the realm, or is it just there?
It's best if we have one direct question because of our time restraint in here, and we can focus and we can do a better reading, unfortunately. You know what I mean? Because these are shorter readings, but so
you're looking for a career direction.
What I can do to try to to get out of to resolve my financial situation and my personal situation, and if this advice comes from my dad, I don't know. I would like to know what it does.
you want to know where we're getting the information from, what your question is. I get it. So we just talked about that kind of stuff, so I understand. And you do understand what she's at. What she wants to know is the best way for her to, you know, how to get into, well, I, you know, get into more of a, what she wants to do, get away from the financial problems. And she wants to know how we're getting information. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so, go ahead, yeah. Jackie. I'm sorry. Was Jackie? Oh. Jackie, were you about to speak?
No,
I heard
boring.
Somebody breathe. Okay, I heard somebody breathe.
I hope we're breathing.
There's like they were
Steve's
about to say something.
Kind of weird. Because we have Steve here, so it's like, you know, that man breathing. Well, I can go first. I mean, I have
sure.
I have to share with you. Okay, first of all, I get a feeling there's been a lot of useless sacrifices going on with you. Things is in the what and I, you know, if there's I haven't been in the chat room. Hello to everybody. I haven't been able to say hi, but hi to everybody. But some people have heard me say this, but what that means is you've done a lot of sacrifice, and that's like I say, being nailed to the cross, like Jesus. But you're not getting resurrection. It's a lot of pain, but you don't get the benefit of the resurrection. So it's useless. It's been ongoing, and I really feel that it's time. Like you want to, and I do see that you're a very strong, strong woman. And you know, you asked about your father. I do see a father figure here. I don't know if I'll tell you, he looks like a father figure. He has light. He's lighter looking with the lighter eyes, and he looks like and if it's not your father, it's like a father figure. He's very positive, but it looks like he's a very good person that you go to for some objective advising. And he would be one to really tell you, listen, you have a lot of wit, you have a lot of insight, and you've been through a lot of hard times, but you need to just grasp hold of yourself and go for it. Turn yourself around. You have it all right there. You have the ability. It's been a while, and it's been, you don't let the past hold you back. You have a right to take the other road, to change whatever it is you want. So that's what I'm getting. There's good mail for you there. Hopefully that helped, or you understood by saying, or followed me, I hope. But
it sounds, you know, my dad was a very positive person. He was a teacher, and he used to teach parapsychology to the science club.
Oh.
Can I tell you what I got? I got dream work. That's exactly what I heard and saw in my mind. I didn't know your father did parapsychology, and I didn't necessarily try and connect with your father. I asked Spirit for the answer for you, and what I got was doing dream work would be very important for you.
What do you mean?
Dream work, I'm not sure what Spirit means, but connect with that as best as you can. Go inside and ask about that. But it's something you're not really considering. You're kind of limiting your thoughts or a little lost, and what they're saying is just kind of relax. Take some space for yourself, and that could be where Maureen is saying you're kind of sacrificing yourself. You need to give yourself time and space to be able to get your answers, mm-hmm. to be able to see what you need to see for yourself. So you have to put everybody else on hold at this point to be able to do for yourself, so that as you move forward, then, you know, you'll be able to expand and bring others into your world. But I'm getting that dream work, and it could be, I don't know how much work you've done with this kind of stuff, but I just got dream work that it could be interpreting dreams, it could be part of your gift, it could be manifestation of your dreams, it could be paying attention to your dreams so that you know where to go and what to do. Those things are very important, journaling them. So take that and see how you integrate it.
What you said about putting everyone else on hold, I've always felt my life was not my life. It was always for my friends and to help everybody else. And my dad, my dad always told me to put my mind in a passive state, which is, I can't really, it's very hard for me to do that because I'm so cluttered now and so swamped. But he said if you put your mind in a passive state, you can receive all the information that's out there. I just don't know how to do that.
That's why you listen to your dreams. Your dreams will be easy because once you're asleep, you're in a passive state. So before you go to sleep at night, get pen and paper, put it by your bedside. Have the intention. Ask your question before you go to bed, and you will get your answer. It may take 2 or 3 days, may only take one night.
Nightmares. You know?
Pardon?
Recently, I've been having a lot of nightmares this past week.
Yeah, that may be some worry, but write them down so that you get it out of your system. start process so that they move forward. And then, but work with your dreams. That's going to be very important for you to get your answers. That way you're in a passive state and you will get those answers.
You're right. That makes sense. I would be in a passive state once I get to sleep. If I can get all the junk out of my head, mm-hmm. that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, just write them down, even the nightmares. Right. That way they'll move out.
Okay.
And that'll make way for the new, and as you intend to get your answers through your dream work, and you will, because it's the first thing I heard is dream work.
That makes a lot of sense.
Good.
We wish you the best. Thank you. Who am I speaking to?
Thank you very much.
This is Allura.
Allura.
Is this Jackie Allura. I'm speaking to?
Allura.
It was Allura.
Oh, Allura.
Allura.
Oh, okay.
Allura.
Thank you very much, Allura. I really appreciate this.
Oh, you're so welcome. God bless.
Thank you, Nancy.
Take care, Nancy.
Have a great evening.
You too. Thank you.
And we have a call from Maryland is next. But before we, I will get to Maryland because I need to leave a little bit early I'm not going to go into why because I'm all that. But I would like to, before we get to Maryland, I do want to just, and you guys can mention it before we leave or you leave tonight, but I want to let everybody know in celebration of Thanksgiving, Steve, which is the next Thursday, we're going to be doing something a little bit different. Steve, myself, which is Maureen, and our kindred spirit and like-minded guest host that comes on from time to time, Res Miranda, have planned for a great show. So we will be doing readings throughout the whole two hours. And this night is all about our listeners. And this will be a show that you will find very giving, and it does not get any better than that, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you, Maureen. You have a wonderful night.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I will try to. Well, what I'm doing is not you. Thank you. I will. And I'll talk to you guys later. And it has been great tonight. We did well.
Same
Steve,
here.
I hope you can hear us. Hope we did you proud.
Yeah.
Thank you, Maureen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We have someone from Maryland on the line. Hello.
Hello.
I think we're going to jump to Missouri, Allura.
Okay. I think Maryland got lost. Okay. There's someone from Missouri. Are you there?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay.
Good. Can you please tell us your name?
Ginger.
Pardon?
Ginger.
Ginger. Thank you, Ginger. What is your question for us tonight?
I've actually got a whole bunch of concerns, but...
Well, we're going to have to narrow it down to one because we have other callers that may be waiting in line.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with... I had a real stressful time in not too long ago, and I kept seeing things, and I'd wake up, and... Sometimes I wake up screaming and crying, or, you know, it's just different things that I would see, and, like, they actually happened, and mm-hmm. when I started telling people or warning people, it went away.
Okay. So what is your question?
You want to understand what's going on, Ginger?
Huh?
I'm sorry, I don't mean to put words in your mouth. Were you just trying to understand what is going on with this?
Yeah, or if I could get it back.
So you feel you've lost the ability?
Yes.
Okay, how long ago was this happening to you?
It's been as long as 2 years.
Now, how did you... Oh, so go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask you, Ginger, if the volume on your computer, wherever you're at, is... If you could turn it down, it's creating an echo. If you could do that, that would be wonderful. But one of the things, aside from that, that I'm getting is that there's, again, you're being asked to look at your gifts, and unfortunately it's showing up in a way that's quite frankly scaring the hell out of you. So one of the things you can do, and this goes back to, it's kind of like a theme here, but people taking back their personal power. and realizing how much power you already have. And rather than seeing what's going on as just showing up, per se, it's about you clearly setting those intentions and asking, putting it out there and saying, listen, I do understand I have a gift, but I need you to show me in a way that does not frighten me. Like, it's about you stepping up and really setting those intentions, because I feel like sometimes you feel helpless and like you're not sure how to navigate what's going on. But it's like facing the fear. It's like that movie, The Sixth Sense. That's what they're showing me, where he's running away from these things. But then what he finds out is that his counselor just says, what if you were just to ask? So, and when he does that, then it's all like, it's okay now. Now he knows his purpose and what it is he's here for. That's like you in a way, where rather than being the on the receiving end of what's going on, it's about you stepping forward and clearly saying, listen, show, you know, I need to understand this, or you need to show me in a way that doesn't frighten me. Because I feel like you're very, very gifted, and people don't understand. And also, what would also be helpful to you is finding a community that supports you. Because I feel the naysayers, their kind of negative energy, is adding fuel to the fire. So really discern who you share with. Use your judgment. Trust yourself on this. But in the meantime, set those intentions. Step up to this powerful part of yourself that's being called to come forward.
And I was also told, like, I could probably, like, do I ask during, like, meditation or...
Yeah, you sure. Can. Sure, you can. And also, Jackie, I'm actually, I get... That was very well put, actually. But also get, you have a lot of stress. And just like she's saying, it's really important to be able to accept that part of yourself as natural, not to fret about it. You haven't lost it. It doesn't go away necessarily. I believe you're blocking it, and part of it could be because you weren't quite ready to understand it, or it might have freaked you out a little bit or something of that nature. It's not outside of you. It's a part of who you are. And if you accept it as very natural and relax about it and don't stress out over it, you'll find it opening up and really know it will. Once you accept that it will, you know, then you will find yourself tapping in.
It came at, okay, like, my most stressful time, like when my father died. I seen that before it happened, and, like, everything just happened at once that year, and I was, like, really stressed out, and I just kept having all these things, and I guess that's probably what scared me the most, was being stressed and coming at the same time.
Right, but at least now, now in hindsight, you can look at it and say, wow, you know, I was able to do that. People do that every day. You could do it every day. We thank you, Ginger, for joining us. We have another caller on the line that we do have to speak to. We don't want to keep them holding any longer.
Thank you, Ginger.
Okay, but we hope that helps you.
All right.
Thank you, Ginger.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Texas, we have somebody from Texas on the line. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you. What is your name?
My name is Lauren.
Pardon?
Lauren.
Lauren. Okay, that's a pretty name. Thank you, Lauren. What is your question tonight for us?
I would like to know if you see John coming back into my future at all, or coming back into my life at all.
John. I personally, there are two possibilities here. He may, but I don't see the relationship changing or expanding, and there could be some issues there, and I don't really see the deeper connection there. So I'm not sure that that's something you may want to think about, whether or not it's in your best interest to have John back in your life.
Okay.
If that's a relationship that's going to serve your best interests, unless it can change somehow.
Okay.
Right. I'm actually sensing the same thing, Laura.
Okay.
And or Lauren, I'm sorry if I said your name wrong. But one of the things is about it's about this healing. Like, I'm sensing that there's some healing for you. I don't feel he's going to be somebody who will be supportive of you, you know, really. You know, sometimes we give time away from somebody and hoping that things will change. But when that person really isn't taking any steps during that time to do any changing, then nothing's going to change. And you have such a strong desire, you know, this hope for somebody. And one of the things I am getting is that, you know, if you're able to work through kind of healing the situation with this guy, that I do feel somebody better is going to come into your life. It's about cutting the cords, really letting things go, you know, helping you to heal the relationship. And then, you know, being open to, you know, to somebody.
Absolutely. And healing yourself and getting beyond this. Don't keep yourself stuck in this space. That's not really in your best interest.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Is he like not who he said he was, or, you know, like why is he so, I mean, it's kind of sounding like he's sort of toxic for me in a way.
He what?
It kind of sounds like, I mean, the way that you guys are kind of putting it to me, it sounds like he's maybe sort of kind of toxic in a way. So I'm wondering, like, why I should stay away.
Well, oh, go ahead, Jackie.
Oh, no, I don't feel that he's toxic where his intentions are to hurt you. It's about, you know, relationship issues with you. And this is not just him. I just feel like this has kind of been a pattern in your life. And it's about really learning how to break that pattern. You know, sometimes we just keep, it's kind of like the same thing over and over. So, you know, John is just somebody who's showing up in your life to help you work through that. It's nothing with him. It's more of a reflection of helping you to let go, if that makes sense.
Part of it is your, you know, a lesson, as Jackie is saying, for you to be able to move on and grow from this experience. And you can't do that if you keep yourself stuck in this same place.
Right.
You know, it'll help you change and transform and transmute, and you'll really integrate the lesson much better if you allow yourself to, you know, cut the cords and get beyond where you're at right now with this person.
Right.
Okay? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, and I was going to say, by doing that, you're going to move through it quicker, your energy level is going to raise, your vibration is going to get higher, and you will attract somebody who is going to honor you and to really, you know, somebody you deserve, quite frankly. Thanks. That's what they're saying. Great. So,
okay.
Great.
Thank you, Lauren.
Good luck to you, honey.
We wish you the best. We have time for one more call in. So if you'd like a reading, please call in to 724-444-4851. In the meantime, we do have a question from the chat room from Triplet Mom Beth. And her question is, if there is time, she's asking, will I be taking on a second job or changing jobs in the near future?
I love these future questions.
Yes, I know. They're always the most difficult. I'm going to give you a simple yes or no here, Triplet. I don't see it. Just based on your question, just asking it simply, I just ask, well, should we be taking on a second job or changing jobs in the near future? And the answer is no. That's what I'm getting.
Right.
Is that what you're getting?
Yeah, and I'm feeling that the focus, what they're asking is the focus is to be more at home on the family at this moment. I feel that you are somebody who tends to like to be busy, and that's wonderful. You know, you're a go-getter. You have like all this amount of energy, but I feel there's people at home that are looking for your attention. And that's just kind of what is coming through. So just kind of notice that, and not to say you're neglecting anybody by any means, but I feel there's some room for, kind of just getting back in touch with the family and just reconnecting again. So, but I'm not saying you're disconnected, but I just feel there's a little bit of, disconnect once in a while because of this focus of wanting to really, be this superwoman and conquer the world. And I admire that. I really do. But unfortunately, sometimes we tend to put aside other things at this moment.
Right. Thank you, Jackie. And thanks for your question. You know, Jackie, one of the things I notice is when I was doing some of my research. Oh, I'm sorry. We do have one more call. I apologize. Just came in from New York. Hello, New York.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Thank you so much. My name is Rose. How are you?
Hi, Rose.
Hi,
We're
Rose.
Doing well. Thank you. How about you?
Thank you so much. I'm very well, thank you. I was so excited to hear that you had time for a call. I was just listening and cleaning the house, but I figured, oh, if there's space.
Oh, there you go. Perfect timing.
Well, thank you so much for hosting the show. It's been fantastic.
Oh, we're glad you enjoy
thank
it.
Thank you.
What can we do for you tonight, Rose?
I'm sorry. Wondering about a gentleman who is not really currently in my life, and his name is Michael, and when you guys see him coming back into my life and what the situation surrounding him right now is.
Okay, so Michael, those are a couple of pretty broad questions. So one is when we see him coming into your life. I guess the question is if he will, really.
Well, I believe he will, but yes.
Okay, if he will.
Okay, here's what I'm going to jump in here, Laura, is I feel that he's going to show up, but they're asking you to just take a look at any red flags which may also show up as a result of him being there. And that's just something internally. I feel this fella has been somebody who's kind of been hot and cold, like they're showing me this image of one extreme to another where it's like, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, and I don't feel like it's really extreme, but sometimes, we get the sense of walking on eggshells with somebody. So just allow yourself to really trust yourself if he does show up, which I feel he may, but I don't feel that it's something that's really a positive thing. And it's about also you really just, trusting yourself. They keep saying to trust your gut and don't let your head get carried away, and if you can, try not to justify or talk yourself out of things, because your feelings are something that I feel that sometimes you haven't really paid attention to, and then in hindsight you're like, I knew it, I felt it, why I should have listened to myself, sort of thing. And that's the challenge that you're going to have with this guy.
I also get almost the same exact thing. Yes, he'll be showing up. There is a lot of passion there. I do see that. However, it's really important to keep your eyes open. You do have the ability to do that. You do see. It's just you don't really recognize it or consider it. I'm getting a similar answer. So it is important to keep your eyes open. Okay?
Okay. I know our connection is extremely strong. Are we able to help each other grow and learn from each other and continue to enjoy each other's company?
You could learn and grow without him physically being there. Sometimes, again, I don't feel like he's a bad guy by any means, but I just feel it would be important to kind of do this work without the drama accompanied by him showing up. And again, that's your choice, but this is just kind of what I'm picking up, and I think Alora in a different way is also sensing that as well. So,
I'm sorry, I didn't really understand that last thing you said. To do what work was that without the drama? I'm sorry, I just didn't understand that last thing.
When you were saying that, kind of working through issues, if that was you were saying how he if he was going to show up, would this allow you to work through some if I heard it correctly, about working through your issues and him being a part of that. And I guess what I'm saying is, you know, we can work on yourself.
No, that's not what I meant. No, in terms of working on myself, no, yeah, I don't need him for that. I know that.
Okay.
No, that's not what I meant. I was saying, you know, do you see this as a relationship where we can help each other grow and that we will be together to, I understand you guys saying, you know, keeping your eyes open to be aware of things. Do you see his feelings actually being true, and do you see it actually that it could be a positive connection between the two of us?
In this moment, it's not what I'm sensing. In this moment, it's not what I'm sensing for you.
Okay.
You know, what I'm getting for you, Rose, is yes, you can grow in a relationship with this person. There'll be things that you don't know about that are going to come to the fore. I feel like you haven't quite made a decision about this person, and I think it's really important for you to go within. That's going to be very key, and to start really, and I can sense this is really difficult for you because of how you feel toward him, to take stock of things. And I think that's part of the issue. Yeah, you could. I mean, you can grow in a good situation, you can grow in a not so good situation. I'm not saying it won't be good. I'm saying it will. There will be some aspects of the relationship that will need working out. And so, and that's what you need to go into to really take a look at. There's some things you're not really recognizing about the relationship at this point. And so you have to be very patient rather than, you know, and I know it's hard to do when you really want something really badly or a specific relationship. Yeah, I do feel you can grow. I do feel you can do that. I don't necessarily feel it's going to be you may have some hard times with this person, and you can grow in hard times or in good times.
We've already had some hard times together. You know, I feel like the connection is amazing, and I actually do really respect him, even through everything we've been through.
Why aren't you together right now? Let me ask you that.
He's dealing with his own stuff in an responsible manner.
Mm-hmm. In a what?
And he didn't. I'm sorry.
In a what manner?
In a responsible manner, as far as I know.
Okay,
I mean, in terms of taking care of himself. And so he didn't really feel capable at this moment.
Right, and once he gets himself together, it might be a better situation. That's why I'm saying be very patient. He'll probably show up in a couple months or so, or within a couple months. That's what I see.
Okay.
Okay, so just take stock of where he's at the time he shows up. That's going to be very key. It doesn't mean you can't have a really good relationship. I'm seeing that you can. It's just that it hasn't really solidified at this point. He's still working things out, and you're going to have to do some inner work as well. But once that is sorted out, then you'll be better apt to be able to make a better decision or more informed decision as to whether or not it's in your best interest.
Right.
Does that make sense, Rose?
Yeah, I think it does. Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense.
I'm not seeing negative stuff necessarily. I am seeing, though, that it's in flux, and so it's not solid at this point. It wouldn't be wise to make a decision about the relationship yet. Be very patient, watch and wait, and really observe.
Okay. But you do see that his, you know, I just question how he feels towards me sometimes, but that may just be my own insecurity. I do believe everything.
Well, he still needs to integrate more, and although he's willing to talk, there's more that needs to come out, more disclosure between the two of you. I am going to have to wrap up the reading. I'm sorry, Rose, because we do
have
to close
Thank
for
you
the
so
evening.
Much for your time.
Pardon?
I'm sorry.
I am going to have to wrap this up because we do have to close for the evening.
No problem. I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Rose.
Good luck to you,
with
Rose.
That.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening, ladies.
You too.
You
Good
too.
Luck, honey.
Thank
Good
you.
Good night. Sure. And that brings us to the close of yet another amazing show. So again, I want to thank Maureen and Doug and Jackie and Steve for getting Lisa on, and everybody for pulling together and making this show an amazing show again. In celebration of Thanksgiving, Steve, Maureen, and our kindred spirit and like-minded guest host, Res Miranda, have planned a great show for next week on Thanksgiving. We'll be doing readings throughout the entire two hours. So please be sure to tune in. It's all about our listeners, and this will be a show that you'll find very giving. It does not get any better than that. So with that, I'm going to say good night. Goodbye. Thank you all for joining us. We look forward to having you join us next week. God bless and have a great week. And Jackie, if you'd like to say goodbye, please do.
Goodbye. No, thank you.
That thank was you. Short and sweet.
It was a wonderful show, and thank you, Alora, for handling the last 15 minutes or so in Maureen's absence. So it all seems to come together, and I know Steve was here in spirit, and I'm sure he's wishing us well. So we love you, Steve.
Yeah, he'll be listening to the archive. I know how he is. Good night, everyone. Have a great week. God bless.
Good night.